البيان راديو presents the following program presented by نضال أيوبي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series on how to escape sins. We are still discussing the ill effects of sins. In our previous episode, we began discussing the ayat from Surah Al-An'am, ayat 65 to 67, and we mentioned what Ibn Kathir mentioned in regards to the tafsir and the hadith he mentioned. Now, from the hadith he mentioned as well is the hadith from Khabbab radiallahu anhu, who said, "I came to Allah's Messenger on a night in which he spent the whole of it in prayer until it was Fajr. So Allah's Messenger concluded his prayer with Taslim. I said, 'O Messenger of Allah, you have prayed a prayer this night the like of which I have not seen you pray.' Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'Indeed, it was a prayer of hope and fear. In it, I asked my Lord, the Mighty and Majestic, for three things. He granted me two and refused me one. I asked my Lord that he should not destroy us with that which he destroyed the nations before us, and he granted it to me. I asked my Lord, the Mighty and Majestic, that he should not overwhelm us with an enemy from other than us, so he granted it to me. And I asked my Lord, the Mighty and Majestic, that he should not cause us to divide into separate groups, each attacking the others, but he refused me that. He refused me that." And this hadith is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Sunan al-Nisa'i, and At-Tirmidhi. So my dear brothers and sisters, we believe in the ayat we have mentioned. We believe in these hadith that we have narrated. Why then do we not reflect upon them? Why then do we not look into them and their meanings? Why then do we not attribute the calamities, the trials and afflictions that are happening due to our deficiency, our shortcomings in our own practice of the deen, so that we may acknowledge these shortcomings and first turn back to our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereby saving ourselves from the causes of overwhelming destruction? So my dear brothers and sisters, we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look into our affairs and repent. We have to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that these punishments which have come upon us and these trials that have come our way are from our own doing, are from the effects of our sins. So for each chastisement, for each punishment, repent to Allah and seek the refuge of Allah, the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the trials, the material trials relating to the person, killing, injury, and being forced from one's home, trials relating to wealth, decrease or loss, and trials relating to the deen, which are the greatest of trials, the doubts and desires which may affect the heart and keep us and keep the ummah away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of the Salaf al-Salih, the pious predecessors, which will then lead us to our destruction. My dear brothers and sisters, the trials of the heart are the worst and most severe of all the trials in this world, since worldly trials, worldly misfortunes, as they say, when they occur, can only cause loss in this world, which will pass anyway, whether sooner or later. But the trials relating to the deen cause loss in this world and the next in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Verily, that will be a manifest loss. We ask Allah to allow us to take heed and benefit from his signs and keep us away from his punishment. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our ummah, to guide this Islamic ummah, the best of nations, back to their deen, back to that which gave them success that which rectify the affairs, and that is none other than the deen, none other than the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, we conclude today's episode. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will continue discussing this critical topic of the ill effects of sins. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.